This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, Rabbi Isai. Bruchim Habayim to the Kollel Agah D'Pirka here in Kew Garden Hills, New York, United States of America, planet Earth. Welcome, everybody. The learning Teshuvi L'Zeicha Nishmas Chaim Doiv Ben Yitzchak. The Torah tells us, Parshas Truma, Ve'asu li mikdash v'shachanti v'saicham. Make for me a mikdash, and I will dwell in them. Which, right off the bat, is very difficult. Make for me a mikdash, it should say, v'shachanti b'soichai, I'll dwell in it. Who's the them? But let's start with an unusual question, a very important question, a very basic question. And that is, in case you didn't notice, we don't have a Mishkan today. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. If you were to try to analyze, you know, what are some of the most important mitzvahs in the Torah? Shabbos, for instance. You know, Shabbos appears many times. You have in the Luchos Rishonos, Luchos Shniyos, Kisisa, Vayakel. There are a lot of psukim about Shabbos, but I don't think you even have 50 psukim about Shabbos in the Chumash. You definitely don't have a parsha's worth, 100 psukim. And Shabbos is a very important mitzvah, maybe the most important mitzvah. Talmud Torah is repeated many times, something like many dozens of times it tells you to learn. But you can't make a whole parsha out of Talmud Torah. And yet the Mishkan that we don't even have anymore, was certainly not for all generations, is the topic that occupies the most space in the whole Torah. I mean, we have to understand, the Torah is the mind of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's on what is on Hashem's mind. What is on the mind of Hashem? We're good, Alvin? What is on Hashem's mind more than anything else? What occupies the most real estate in the Torah is the Mishkan and the dimensions of the Mishkan. Now, I don't know about you, but even in the shul that you daven in, I don't think you know what the dimensions of the shul are. Neither do you care. I don't think you know how many inches the seat that you sit on is in shul. I don't think you know how big the aron is or the bima. And even your own house, I don't think most people could tell you the dimensions, maybe of their lot they know, but of all the rooms in their house, even though you may have measured it a couple of times. And here it is, we come to the Mishkan, which we don't have anymore, and every single year we read the exact dimensions of every nook and cranny of the Mishkan. Why is this the subject that occupies the most space, is discussed in great detail in Truma, Tetzaveh, Vayakel, Pekudei? You know, life is all about real estate, real estate, real estate. And why does the Mishkan occupy the most real estate in the whole Torah? Okay, let's look again on the pasuk V'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. Make for me a mikdash and I will dwell in them. So we have the famous comment of the Alshech HaKadosh. The Alshech says, V'hu b'sum lev al amrai v'shachanti b'soicham. V'lo yamar b'soicham. It does not say in it. V'hu, and that is, ki hine shamati loim demikan, I heard. That we learn from here, ki ikar hashras shchina ba'adam hu. That yes, we make a mikdash for Hashem, but God dwells in the person, not in the mikdash. The main place of God's resting place is where? On the Adam. V'loi babayis, and not in a house. How do we know this? From the pasuk, b'soicham. So the reason it says b'soicham and not b'soichai is because God, in fact, does not dwell on sticks and stones. He dwells on the person. Well, if that's the case, so what do you need the Mishkan for? If there is, in fact, this concept that the main place of Hashem's dwelling is on the Adam, is in the human mind, the human heart, then why do you need a Mishkan? Let God dwell in our heart directly. Mav Rabbi Sain, here's the big whopper. The pasuk continues, Kicha el asher ani mareh oisecha. By the way, the word oisecha is a shvana or a shvanach. Or you're like, what is a shvana or shvanach? Right? You know, there's a shva. There are two ways to pronounce a shva. Some shvas would be oischa, and sometimes it would be oischa. Sometimes it rests, that's a nach, and sometimes it moves, it's a na.
No, this is na.
So is this a shvana or a shvanach? It is a shvana. It's oisecha. Why is it oisecha? Because it is preceded by a tenua gedoyla. A chaylam is a tenua gedoyla. One of the rules of shvana, don't worry, you could see, it's almost over this part. Oisecha, it's preceded by a tenua gedoyla. There are various rules of shvana. For instance, number one, if it's the first shva, if the shva is the first syllable of the word, then if the shva is the first nakuda on the word, then it is a shvana. For instance, b'bayis. So then it's not b'bayis, it's b', it's the first. Or, right. Okay. Number two, if you have two shvas in a row, the second one is a shvana. That's b'ez. Gimel is it's preceded by a tenua gedoyla. Okay. Back to the shir. Eis tavnish ha-mishkan. The image of the mishkan. V'eis tavnis kol kelav v'chein ta'asu. Look at the words. K'choyel asher ani mare oisecha. In accordance with everything that I show you. That's not correct. It should say, K'chal asher ani mare licha. Licha. If you want to say, I'm showing something to you, you say, K'chal asher ani mare licha. The word oischa sounds like, in accordance with everything that I show you. Almost like when you show somebody themselves. If you tell somebody, here, take a look at yourself in the mirror, then you would say, I'm showing you, you. But that's not what Hashem's doing. Hashem is showing the Mishkan.
It's not like a tzivui, a command.
That what?
A command.
In accordance with everything I show, oisecha sounds like showing the person the person.
No, I saw this is the command, this is the way himself.
Yes, it is a command, you're correct. Absolutely. But still, it should say, in accordance with everything I show to you, you should make this. But the word oischa implies that Hashem is showing them, them. So what's the meaning of that? Okay, so we begin with the comments of Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai, one of the great all-time Rishonim, a very important commentary on Chumash. In fact, the Chassam Sofer, it says in the Hakdama, the Chassam Sofer learned Rabbeinu Bechaye every Friday night for 40 years. He always found new chidushim in Rabbeinu Bechaye. And Rabbeinu Bechaye writes that it is known that the Mishkan and the Kelim are all physical images to contemplate. They reflect and they represent upper worlds. And included in the Mishkan, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, are three parts. The Mishkan primarily consists of three parts. From within the Paroiches, in other words, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Number two, outside of the Paroiches, which is the Oyel Mayed. And number three, the Chatzar. Keneged, the Mishkan is therefore what is called a microcosm of the universe. Well, if the Mishkan is a microcosm of the universe, what are the three parts of the universe? You have the world of the angels. You have the world of these orbs, the celestial spheres, and the low world. Well, if the Mishkan is a microcosm of the universe, and man is the microcosm of the universe as well, we know that man is an Olam HaKatan, then man also must consist of three main parts. And in fact, he does. Number one, the world of speech. Number two, the world of life. And number three, the world of nature. So let's go through the three parts of existence, the three parts of the Mishkan, and the three parts of man. Says Rabbeinu Bechaye, the first part of the Mishkan is within the Paroiches. What is within the Paroiches? Who remembers?
The Aron.
The Aron, good! Give him the vacuum cleaner. What else? The Paroiches, right? The Paroiches, the Aron, the Luchais, and the...
What? The Paroiches? You mean the Kapores?
Yeah, within the Paroiches. Yeah, okay. Within the Paroiches. Don't get too excited about the vacuum cleaner, by the way. The Paroiches, the Kruvim, and the Luchais are the inner... what? Yeah, Luchais. Rishonis, Luchais. But right now we're not up to there yet. Okay. Now, and the honor of God, the covet of Elikim, was Yoshev HaKruvim. This corresponds in existence to the world of the Malachim. The world of the Malachim are, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, Tsurois, Nefradois, Na'alamois, images that are hidden, meaning there's a Malach is a Seichel without any Choymer. And, okay, so you have this, the inner sanctum of the Mishkan, which is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that corresponds to the world of the Malachim, And within man, what do we have? Says Rabbeinu Bachaye, the world of speech, the head. The head is Mishkan HaChachma. From there, the Seichel pours down into, what do we have in our heads? We hope. A brain, right? A Mayach. And, very interesting, this is an amazing idea. That the same way God rests on the Kruvim, God rests on the Mayach of a person. For example, where do we put on our tefillin? We put a tefillin on our head and on our arm, connected the Mayach and the Lev. The Mayach and the Lev are the two Kruvim. The brain is one Kruv, the Lev is another Kruv. That corresponds to the two Kruvim. And the same way, Hashem rests on the Bimbein Shnei HaKruvim. When a person wears tefillin, he should think that this is no less of a resting place for the Shekhinah than God resting on top of the Arayin. What an awesome thought. That the same way Hashem rests His Shekhinah in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on top of the Kruvim, God actually rests His divine presence on my head when I have my tefillin shel rosh. In other words, the tefillin shel rosh is literally the Aroin and the Shnei Kruvim. So of course, would a person ever, can you imagine, would a person in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you think the Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh HaKadoshim would ever take out a cell phone in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? He would be zapped instantaneously. He would never have the audacity to defile the place in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You know, the Gemara says in Chulin as follows, that Tfilin Shel Rosh is holier than the Tzitz, because the Tzitz only had one name of Hashem, and the Tfilin Shel Rosh has 21 names of Hashem. A person should literally be, my phone is ringing now, be shaking, to open up their, no, it's off, it's not even on vibrate.
You think God is calling in the place?
You mean God is calling? If your phone is ringing and you wear a tefillin, it must be Hashem is calling. I hear, I never thought of that amazing idea. But says Rabbeinu Bechaye, Umikan tuchal hezboinein dugmas hamaniyatun. Does anybody know, from where do we learn out that you're now to be Mesiach Das from tefillin? From the tzitz. Meaning, if the Kohen Gadol were to text with his tefillin on, he'd be violating a law in the Torah of being Mesiach Das from the Tzitz. You cannot be on a phone to talk, to text, to email, to WhatsApp, to do whatever geschäft you have while wearing tefillin. It's Hesach Das. But it's not just a regular Hesach Das. You're literally in the Kodesh HaKadosh. And that's the first idea. Next, Hachilek Hasheni is outside of the Paroiches. Outside of the Paroiches is the Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbeach HaKetores. These are the inner Kelim. Now, it's not like the Aroin, but it's still vital. You know what part of the world it corresponds to? It corresponds to the world of the celestial spheres. The sun, the moon, the stars. We know these celestial spheres are Mesaprim Kvoid Kel. And the whole world is controlled by the movements, by the gravitational forces of the orbits of these celestial spheres. Keneged them in the Adam, you have the Lev, the Kaved, the Klayos, all the vital organs. In other words, all the change after, yeah, all the vital organs are keneged the Mizbeach HaKetores, the Menorah, the Shulchan, and so on, and so forth. Fine. Now, finally, we come to the Chatzar of the Mishkan, which corresponds to, this is very interesting. What happens in the Chatzar? In the Chatzar, you have the Mizbeach. What occurs on the Mizbeach? The Mizbeach HaNechoshes, the Mizbeach HaOyla, they're Makriv Karbanos. So you take living beings, and you terminate their life there. Basically, you have life, and it's decomposing. That corresponds to, so to speak, the waste down. What happens in the waste down? You have the intestines. What takes place in the intestines? You have organisms, you have various food, which is broken down and decomposes in the intestines, in the digestive tract, the same way the Mizbeach consumes karbanos. But just like on the Makom HaMizbeach, that is what through the karbanos brought bracha to the world, so too in the area of a human being, from the waist down, that's what gives life to the world. From that makom comes new life. And therefore, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, the three parts of the Mishkan correspond to the three parts of existence, correspond to the three parts of the human body. The head is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The internal organs is the Oyel Mayed. And the Chatzer is from the waist down. Well, take a look, Rabbi say, at the Shlach HaKadosh. Shlach HaKadosh says incredible words. V'yasu li miknash, v'shachanti b'soicham. Says the Shlach, v'shachanti b'soichai havelel ha-meimer. Shouldn't it say God dwells in the Mishkan? No, b'soicham. Kol adam b'chuyuv lasais miknash. Every person has to build a base of Mikdash. By the way, and it's not just talking about my shul, I don't know if I mentioned. we're building a new shul in the five towns, and Baruch Hashem, the last appeal was actually successful. People said, why are you mentioning it in the middle of the shul? Nobody's going to know. People, thank you very much for those who responded. And even this week, we'll still be Makabal. Anybody wants to help us build our base of Mikdash? But that's not what the Torah is talking about. You know what the Torah is talking about? The Torah is talking about us. We need to build ourselves as a mikdash. When is it noyeg? V'davar zeh noyeg tamid. This is something that's always applicable. How do we know this? Hatfilin heim soid hamerkava. Tfilin are the secret of God's chariot that a person leaves, and that is the makam hamikdash. Says the Shla, V'achar sheyisoyer ha'adam. If a person is able to arouse himself, shehu tumunas hamishkan v'hamikdash, that he himself is the image of the Mishkan, oz yakriv by karbon, then he will be makriv a karbon, which is tefillah. Everybody thinks, such a backward thought process. Listen to what everyone thinks. Ah, there used to be karbonos, but nowadays on Nebuch there aren't karbonos, so what can we do? We daven. No, just the opposite. The Iker Beis HaMikdash is the person. The main karbanos are the tefillah. So now, why do we build a Mishkan? And why do we bring karbanos? It's just a marshal! Whatever Mishkan we build is just to give you an inkling that if God rests on sticks and stones, imagine how He rests on your tefillin! If God rests in an Arayin and in Kruvim and in a Kapoyres, and in a menorah and a shulchan, imagine how He's resting in your lungs and in your heart. If God is resting on a chatzer, imagine how He rests on your body, on your guf, on your aglayim. If Hashem is mekabel a behema, imagine how He's mekabel your shachris mincha marv. It's not that shachris mincha marv is keneged the karbanos. The karbanos are just to give you an inkling on how powerful your tefilos are and how great a human being can become as a makom hamishkan. Now let me share with you first a couple of ideas of how the human body corresponds to different parts of the Mishkan, and how the Mishkan is merely giving us a mashal to how God rests on us. Let's begin at number 5. Rabbeinu Rav Yerucham in the Das Torah, he brings the Rambam. And this Rambam that he quotes is in a sefer, Pirkei HaHatzlacha. Now I have to tell you, I must admit to you, I know a lot of books the Rambam wrote. He wrote a Yad HaChazaka, he wrote a Mar Nevuchim, he wrote a Pirush HaMishnayis, he wrote Shas Chuvas Pe'er Hadar. I never heard of the sefer Pirkei HaHatzlacha. And that's because he never wrote it. It's a forgery. Somebody forged words of the Rambam. I even spoke to Schneer Lyman also. It's not from the Rambam. But many people thought it was from the Rambam, and it was an accepted work for a long time. And the Sefer Pirkei HaHatzlacha, quoted by Yerucham, says like this, the Mishkan is the dimyon of an Adam. Now, what do the Kruvim do? They wings flap. They correspond to good Alvin. What do they correspond to? There are two parts of the body that are always moving up and down. What are they? The lungs. The lungs. The lungs also control the heart rate. The movement of the lungs also affects the movement of the heart. And the same way the Kruvim is where the Shekhinah dwelled, the lungs also affect the heart, which is the Makayim Hashras HaShekhinah. The lave of an Adam is like the luchais. Why? Because it says, kasveim al luach libecha, that your heart is like tablets. The seven branches of the menorah correspond to the five senses, What are they? Sight, smell, taste, touch, hearing, and the two faculties of speech and imagination. Okay. Bekitzer, the Mishkan is an Adam. The sanctity of the Mishkan is only in that it is resembles man. Man is created in the image of Elohim. Therefore, the purpose of the Mishkan, Rabbi Isai, is to give a person an inkling that if God's presence was in the Mishkan, and you felt the aura of God when you went into the Mishkan, and if there was a tangible feeling of the presence of Hashem in the Mishkan is only a me'ain, a semblance of the Shekhinah that can rest on you. It's to give you a picture of your own greatness and how great you are. Let's take a look briefly at the Kuzari. The Kuzari, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, in Shar Beis, Ois Chaf Hei, says, Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, all the avodos that are connected to the Aroin and the Kruvim, the Aroin and the Kruvim represent the heart and the lungs. The Kiyar, he says, the more important something is, the more the greater the ones who were charged in carrying those items. So, for example, Elazar HaKohen, who was the Kohen Gadol, he was given charge to carry the Shemen Hamar, the Ktaras HaSamim, the Minchas HaTamid, and the Shemen HaMishcha. These are all items that are connected to the Ish of the Mishkan and the most subtle, refined items. Now, among the Levium, who was the most prominent family of the Levium? Kahas. What did Kahas carry? The inner organs of the Mishkan. If the Mishkan is compared to a body, Kahas carried the inner organs. The Aroin, we said the Aroin and the Kruvim are the lev and the lungs. The Shulchan, the Menorah, the Mizbechais. Now, the inner organs, let's think carefully. It's very interesting. Inner organs, do they have bones in them? No. The heart has no bone in it. The pancreas, the lungs, the liver, they don't have bones in them. So says the Kuzari, Kishem she'en lo ivarm ha'pnimiyam atzamois ha'oiz rois l'nasiyasam. Rather, so too, these items were bakasef yiso, were carried on the shoulders. We'll see what this means in a moment. Then the next level are the skin, right? The next part of the body. He says, "Kishem she." Excuse me. He says, "Mishatachta mehalavim are the bnei gershain." They carried the next level in terms of subtlety and refineness, the outer skin, the Urios HaMishkan, the Ayamoyed, the covering, the Nechseh HaTachash, and then besides the skin and the inner organs, so now you have things of the body which are merely structural, just to hold things in place. What are they? The bones and the sinews. So those are correspond to the Krasav, Krashav, Brichav, Amudav, and Adonav. And these items all had wagons. In other words, something which is merely structural was carried on wagons as opposed to the inner organs, the Aroin and the Shulchan and the Menorah. They were Bakasef Yisa'o. But Marv Rabbeisai, what we're learning is that a human being is actually the real Mikdash. The real Mikdash is the human being. The Mishkan is just a parable. In other words, really what Hashem should say is, I'm going to rest on you. You guys are really great. You wouldn't even imagine how great you are. But that's not an idea that's easy for the mind to comprehend. It's hard to wrap your mind around the fact that we are a Mishkan. However, what Hashem does is, let me explain to you your greatness. Look at this building. Look at the structure of it. It is a model of you. Kechol asher ani mara oischa. I'm not showing something to you. I'm showing to you, you. This is who you are. If you want to know what you are, you're a mikdash. You're a kodesh hakadoshim. You're a kodesh and you're a chatzer. Says Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner, Devarim ayumim ma'od. It's very frightening words. When Chazal say in Brachas Anav Chaf, Yechavein Liboy Keneged Kodesh HaKadoshim, which, by the way, Lahalacha means something that we forget. People think it means you should face the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's not what it means. Yechavein Liboy Keneged Kodesh HaKadoshim means when you're davening Shemoneh Esrei, you should imagine yourself standing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. You don't face the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you face Yerushalayim. Once you face Yerushalayim, you're facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim perforce. When it says Yechavein Liba Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim, means you have in mind you're standing in the Beis Kodesh. But says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, there's a deeper meaning. Yechavein Es Liba, you should have in mind that your heart is what? Kodesh HaKadoshim. You should have in mind that your heart is Evan Shasia. Har HaBayis. We don't go to Har HaBayis. You can't go there. There are all kinds of halachic reasons. According to the Rambam, Kedusha Rishayna, Kedusha L'Shaita, V'Kedusha L'Asad Lavai. We might be Tomas Zav. Be it as it may, even at the Kaisal HaMaravi, would anybody bring certain books or items to Kosam HaRavi? I think most people have enough good sense to realize that this is a Makom Kodesh, even though it's not part of the Beis HaMikdash, it's the retaining wall of the Har HaBayis, but understanding that you're in a Makom Kodesh, we refrain from doing certain things there. Before we say something, we think twice. Before we bring something, we think twice. But we have to understand that as great as the Makom HaMikdash is, our minds and our eyes and our ears are even holier. So whatever the barometer is, right? A person wants to know, should I read this? Should I look at that? Should I think about this? So just have the following barometer. If I were the Kohen Gadol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, would I bring that magazine in there? Imagine if, right, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur with the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in his back pocket, he rolled up, you know, the daily, whatever you want to call it, and he brought it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He wouldn't do that, guaranteed. So, and that's only a mashal to the Kedusha of the human mind. That's only a mashal to it. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he says, this is the secret in the words, Yechavein Es Libay Keneged Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Take a look in the third paragraph. Imkain. If so, number 7. Be'eis asher yasur ha'adam lachsha b'vavai. Machshava shalai tar b'niyaf rachman olatzan. When a person might contemplate allowing his mind to wander and have immodest thoughts, realize what you're doing. Would you enter the Kodesh HaKadoshim arm in arm with a Zayna? Just, I was curious. I know it's a personal question. You don't have to answer that. Would a person enter within the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he's going to Eretz Yisrael, and he figures, out, would he walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with a Zayna? Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, if you allow immodest thoughts to enter your mind, you're machnes a Zayna into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's even, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, worse than when Titus took a Zayna into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and was mezane on top of a Sefer Torah, worse than that would be a Jew allowing his mind to entertain such thoughts. Why is that? Because the human mind is literally the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the next time a person says, you know, a little kas, what's going to happen? You know, how dare you look at me that way? So a person has to ask themselves, would I bring a fire into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and burn it down? So to bring kas into your lave, that's literally burning down the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, V'chein chol chet asher kol ish Yisrael machnes b'libay eish zara, bekas oy sharei tavos rois, haloi humamesh ke'inyin hakasov. You know what that is? Beis kodshenu v'sefartenu haya l'sreifas eish. Therefore, take a look in the paragraph that begins on the next column, V'lachein ha'adam me'am ha'kodesh. Therefore, a person from the holy nation, she'koilel gamken kol sidrei bereishis v'sidrei ha'merkava. The same way the Mishkan encapsulated all arrangements of creation and the Merkava, the entire Bria, Well, an Adam is also a microcosm of the universe, just like the Mishkan and the Mikdash. Mechuvan in his head, in his limbs, in his sinews, in all of his faculties, a human being is literally a microcosm of the universe. Therefore, Lazois, Hare Kivadai Iker, Inyan HaKodesh, Ramikdash, Shriya, Shkinazi, Zbarach, Hu HaAdam. If you want to know, where is the main base HaMikdash? It's me, it's you. And if a person sanctifies it properly, God rests over there. You know, I thought to say, it says that when Hashem got angry at Klal Yisrael, instead of destroying the Beis HaMikdash, what did He do? Excuse me, instead of destroying Klal Yisrael, what did He do? He burnt down the Beis HaMikdash. Hishlich chamosai al etzim ba'avanu. Now a question. You get angry at somebody. They sin against you. They insult you. They're terrible to you. You want to hurt them. It said, and you rip a tissue. Baruch Hashem, I got it out of my system. What's going on? You're angry at the person. Well, why are you ripping it too? What does a tissue got to do? How are you in any way accomplishing what you wanted to by ripping the tissue? Instead of, so how, instead of Hashem destroying a yid, He destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so, you know, we got off easy. You know, instead of anything happened to us, some random item was destroyed that has no connection to us. No, Hashem is saying, look, you guys are the main Beis HaMikdash. You are the Beis HaMikdash. This time, instead of destroying you, Rachman Olatzon, I destroyed your model, your image, your template, your paradigm. Watch out! You know who's next. It's not that Hashem destroyed a random item. This is the item that it would be like somebody, if you get angry at Reuven, and you ruin it, and what do? You take this blow-up of Reuven, and you, you know, a complete replica of Reuven, and you hit it, and Reuven starts to get a little nervous. Why? You didn't? Because Reuven knows what that means. When Hashem destroys the Mikdash, you have to take it personally, because it's a model of us. That's what it means. Va'asu li Mikdash. Look in the next paragraph. This is Oyom Venoyra. Ula Darkenu Yesh Leimar. Gamkein, Sharoit Soleimar. Al Tachshivu, Shetachlis Kavanosi, Hu Asias Hamikdosh Hachitsoini. Don't think that the purpose of my Kavana is making this building. You should know. Oh, we love to read Truma Tetzaleh. Good old days when they made this beautiful building and you could get an Art School 3D virtual trip and then the parish is over and you're done. No, that's all, it's just to get you to a certain level of understanding that the whole purpose of building the Mishkan is to realize and appreciate who you are and who you need to be and what you facilitate when you sanctify yourselves properly. The Asuli Mikdash! V'shachanti b'soicham, then I could dwell in you. Look in the Reishis Chachma, Rebbe Eliyahu Dividas, look at number 8. Nimtza, ki ikur diras hashchina, eina ela benefesh hazaka. The main residence of the Shechina is in the pure soul. B'soicha yiloi nemer ela b'soicham, he says a few lines later. V'zu b'china b'Yisrael yoyser meha umais. This is true by a yid, not by any other nation. V'chasher yistakel ha'adam inyan zeh. A person contemplates this a little bit. Yislahiv nafshay bi'ahava. His heart will be aflame in love of Hashem. V'yoymar b'libo, he'll say in his heart, haroi ani. Am I worthy, Ben Adam, Karutz Mechaymer, man fashioned from earth, Afar Va'efer, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the heavens cannot sustain him? Am I worthy to be a Mishkan, me? Yeah, you're worthy. You're worthy. Rav Rabbeisai, in the Sefer Machsheves Musar of Rav Shach, and I read this to you because you could see Rav Shach's energy, it's like he can't contain himself. Rav Shach writes, if you just read Parshas Truma and you think you're reading about a Mishkan, you mamish blew it entirely. You have no idea of what these Parshas mean. The purpose of Parshas Truma, Tetzaveh, Vayakel, Pekudei, These are parashiyos that talk about you. These are the most important parashiyos in the Torah. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who says, Ezebayis Tivnuli. You think you could contain me in a house? And yet Hashem says, V'shachanti b'soicham. You can't contain me in the whole world, but your mind could contain me. That means Hashem confined, was mitzamtzem his kavod in your dalet al dalet, in your tefach of your roish. Your roish is a mikdash. That's where the Shekhinah is. Says Rav Shach, Haim kach peirashnu keshelamanu parshas Shuma. Did you ever understand parshas Shuma this way? That the whole parsha is you. It's your autobiography. Do you ever understand? This is what it means, v'shachanti b'soicham. Can you ever again waste your words, allow your eyes to stray, understanding this concept that the Shekhinah is in me? I am the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now I'm going to share with you something which is one of my best discoveries, one of my favorite discoveries. So I heard that there's a very lengthy description of this in a sefer called Oyel Yehoshua. And I remember I found this a couple years ago. Sefer Oyel Yehoshua is written by Rabbi Yeshua Heller, was a Talmud of the Nachlas David. Nachlas David was Rabbi David Tevel. Nachlas David was a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Velazhiner, who was a Talmud, of course, of the Vilna Gaon. So this is one of the Talmidei Hagra. Rabbi Yeshua Heller was a contemporary of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. He had many brothers who were Ga'inei Olam. Let's say Rabbi Chiel Heller was the Amudei Ar. Very interesting story that their mother was a very special woman, a very righteous, modest woman, who from the time she was young, everybody knew she would marry a God of Israel. But before her period, when she would be on the market, people spread rumors about her that she committed an act of impropriety, which were false, and she pashut could not get a shidduch. Nobody wanted to marry her. So they proposed the horse driver, the wagon driver. No, even he would not marry her, because he at least knew the aleph bays. So who's going to marry this woman? The shamish of the horse driver, who didn't know an aleph from a bays, so he was going to marry her. And she was broken, but she was makabel, the insult, the ahava. And she always would say the following tefillah. Vila aluvas nefesh toshia. God, save the afflicted soul. Referring to her. And she said, if I am not zoicha to marry Talmid Chacham, at least allow my children to be Talmid Chachamim. And she was zoicha. All four of her sons were Ga'inei Olam. Rabbi Shua Heller, Rabbi Chiel Heller, and two other sons. Look in Shas Tshuvas Amudei Ar, Rabbi Chiel Heller. Every tshuva he signs off, He'olov, the afflicted one, in honor of his mother's tefillah, Vila Aluvas Nefesh Toshia. Okay. In the Sefer, so I remembered that somebody told me, in the Sefer Oyel Yeshua, there's a very lengthy exposition on this. So I remember when I was a kid, in my grandparents' house, my uncle, I thought had a Sefer Oyel Yehoshua. I thought there's like this little red book that has in it all the Sefer of Yeshua Heller. But it was going back, I don't know, 25 years. So I went to my grandparents' house, and my grandparents said, you know what? Uncle Tzvi has it. It's in his house. So I went to Uncle Tzvi's house. And sure enough, in the basement was a Sefer called Kisvei Rabbi Yeshua Heller, a little red volume, with the Sefer Oyel Yehoshua. Luckily, in the yeshiva, they just reprinted it, and they have a new one with nekudos that you have on the sheet over here. The Oyel Yehoshua Rabbi Yeshua Heller quotes the Zayar HaKadosh, that man consists of many chambers, upper chambers, lower chambers, and man is compared to the Mishkan. And therefore, says Rabbi Yeshua Heller, actually, the entire Mishkan is represented and reflected on the human face. The Mishkan has three parts. Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Kodesh, and the Chatzar. And they're all on man's face. Where is the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The brain. Listen carefully. Now, for those of us who have a brain, then we know the brain consists of three membranes. Just like the Aroin has three boxes. Two gold and one wood. Rabbi Isai, says Rabbi Shua Heller, the forehead of a person is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's why the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead what? The tzitz. What does it say on the tzitz? Kodesh Lashem. In the Metzach, in the forehead, the Metzach is the shield of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Inside you have three membranes corresponding to the three boxes of the Aroin. Inside is the Shechina. If you want to know where the Shechina of Hashem resides, in the mind. Okay. Mav Rabbi say, below the forehead, what do you have? Two eyes and a nose. Right? And under that, you have a mouth. Let's analyze this. Let's talk about the brain for a second. Take a look in Siman Chav Zayin. The Metzach is the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The tzitz that has on it Kodesh Hashem was worn on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol. In it is the three chambers. They represent Chachma, Bina, and Das, corresponding to the Aroin and the two Kruvim. So listen carefully. The same way the Aroin had three boxes, those are the three membranes around the brain. The three chambers of the brain, Chachma, Bina, and Das, they correspond to the Aroin and the two Kruvim. Krovechan mikatsa mizeh, krovechan mikatsa mizeh, v'ha'aroin be'emsa. Okay, here's where it gets, is mamish ayam benayra. Now let's go into the Kodesh. We move out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, so you have to understand, before you let something get into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you want to think twice. Because this is not just a box with, you know, with a clump of brain matter in it. This is literally the Holy of Holies. What you allow entrance there, you need to use great discretion. Now we come to the Kodesh. In the Kodesh you had what? Aroin, Shulchan, Mizbeach HaKetoiras. Excuse me, just joking. Menoira, Shulchan, Mizbeach HaKetoiras. It's very interesting. The Gemara says that the Mizbeach HaKetoiras had to be between the Shulchan and the Menoira, right? Here you have the Shulchan and the Menoira. And the Gemara says the Mizbeach HaKetoiras was Mashuch Kima, was drawn a little bit down. Why? Because you need the Shulchan and the Menorah, the Gemara says, Ki hechide chazu ahadadi. They need to see each other. Just like the two eyes. If the nose was smack in the middle of your eyes, you wouldn't have full range vision. The same way the Shulchan and the Menorah needed to see each other, the two eyes see each other. The Mizbeach HaKetoiras, what do you do with Ketoiras? Yasimu Ketoiras Be'apecha. The Ketoiras you smell. There's no question, it's obvious, it's clear as day. The nose, the af, is the Mizbeach HaKetoiras. Then you have the Menorah and the Shulchan. Now let's talk about this for a moment. This is the idea of Rabbi Shua Heller. We know, the Medrash tells us, that there's a small city with very few men. And the Medrash says, who's the small city? The Adam. Who are the few people? The Evarim. Says Rabbi Shua Heller, of all the Evarim of a person, which Evarim get a person into the most trouble? Yirmiyah says, my eyes cause me more trouble than anything else. Why? You see something? You want it? You get it. Right? Now says Rabbi Shua Heller, there are two troubles that the eyes cause. Number one, arayas. The eyes say, look at that. You want it. Stare, gaze, indulge. Arayas, niyof. That's one problem of the eye. The other problem of the eye is tsaros ha'ayin. Tsaros ha'ayin is stinginess. Yeah, you need the money. Yeah, because for your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren. Yeah, but by then Mashiach's going to come. Yeah, but, you know, who's going to support them then? Saras Hayin, stinginess. Those are the two troubles of the eyes. How do you rectify those two things? The Gemara tells us that if somebody sullied his eyes with znus, he should deprive his eyes from sleep and learn Torah. Like Chazal say, Kol hanoisein Torah alibay ma'avira mimenu herhurei znus. So the one eye which could cause a person trouble, ba'arayas, that's keneged the Torah of the menorah. The other eye, stinginess, saras ha'ayin, the shulchan, right? The shulchan represents generosity at one's table for aniyim. The two kalim in the Mishkan, whether it's the menorah, whether it's the shulchan, they correspond to the two eyes. The same way the two eyes need to be able to see each other, right? It's considered a mum. If somebody's bridge of their nose, if the nose goes all the way up, and the eyes are not able to see each other, it's a mum. So too, the Mizbeach HaKetores had to be a little bit lower than the Shulchan and the Menorah, just like the nose is a little bit lower than the Shulchan and the Menorah, just like the Mizbeach HaKetores. Fine. Marv Rabbi Sai. By the way, we know the Menorah represents Torah. Right? Chazal say, Haroitze Le'achkim. Yadrim, you want to become wise, you go to the south. Right? Why do you think Jews go to Miami? Because the Gemara says, Haroitze lahachkim, Yadrim. But you want to be wealthy, you go in the north. Yatspin, the simanach shulchan shabbat safayin. So the shulchan, which was wealth, was a tikkun for tsaras ha'ayin. Then we come out of the kodesh and we go to the kodesh hakadoshim. What happens in the kodesh hakadoshim? You have an expression, the achila of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is always consuming, consuming, consuming. So too, that's keneged, what? The Peh Ha'adam. When a person, what?
You go into the Kodesh HaKadosh,
you're going out.
Going out of the Kodesh. You're going into the Chatzar. You're listening, good. You're going into the Chatzar. Going into the Chatzar, what happens in the Chatzar, the Mizbeach? Ha'oila, Mizbeach Ha'nechoshes, the achilas, HaKarbanos. Realize, before you sully your mouth with excessive talk, with dvarim betelim, with indulgence in food, realize that your mouth is a mizbeach. Says Rabbi Shua Heller, Hinei hisbar inyan parts of ha'adam. We've explained the image and the form of the face of a man. The hashoimroi bekedusha b'shalish chalaka, one who preserves the sanctity of the three aspects of the face. Yizkeh lirois p'nei hashchina. If you maintain the sanctity of your face, which is literally a mishkan, realizing your mind is the kodesh hakdashim, your eyes and nose is the kodesh, your mouth is the chatzer, you want to be zoiche, to behold pnei hashchina, preserve the sanctity of your face, you will not be ashamed, laharim panav elav yisparach. Says Rabbi Shua Heller, last paragraph, ve'eich lo yevosh, v'lo nikaleim, are we not ashamed if we defiled our face? Oy nalanu, woe to us if we've covered our face in shame and distorted the tzura of the image that Hashem is looking for us. Well, here's the clincher. Marv Rabbi Yisai, it's Oyem v'noira. So man, therefore, which is a microcosm of the universe, and the Mishkan is a microcosm of the universe, and the Mishkan is only to give you an inkling of the sanctity of man. We know on the Pasuk, Hashem created man in His image. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says, God created man with 248 Evarim and 365 Gidin. And therefore, says Rabbi Shua Heller, nobody told me this, and I never saw it anywhere, and this is my own chiddush that Hashem bequeathed to me and bestowed upon me. V'asher yagid li libi l'chavim b'zeh b'chlal, if we could try to hone in, just like Hashem had to give us 613 mitzvahs, 248 positive commandments to sanctify our 248 limbs, 365 negative commandments to sanctify our sinews. Well, if that's the case, and the Mishkan and the Mikdash is merely a paradigm on human Kedusha, I started adding things up. And I counted 48 krashim, and you have the cheshbon over here. 100 adonim, 10 yiriyos, 100 lulais, 50 krasim, 11 yiriyos izim, another 100 lulais, 50 karsei nechayshas, 15 brichim to hold the Mishkan up, 96 tabais, a paroiches, 4 amudim, 4 vavim, the masach, the 5 amudim, the 5 adonim, the 5 vavim, an aroin, a kapoires, kruvim, shulchan menoira, 2 mizbechas, and the kiyar, oile bediyuk, 613. Obviously, because it's just a mirror image of the human being. And if a human being has 248 limbs and 365 sinews, then the Mishkan, which is only a minor glimpse into the sanctity that a person is capable of elevating to, certainly, of course, who wouldn't have known that if you add up all the appurtenances of the Mishkan, Ayom V'Noira, 613. So it says in the Sefer Ayom Moshe, he writes, I heard from my good friend, Reb Chaim Portowitz, I happen to know this guy, Chashev Tal Mechacha, who says, that's pshat! K'chol asher ani mare oischa! You want to know your Kiddush and your sanctity? I'm showing it. I'm showing you, you. The Mishkan is you. The Mishkan is a small glimpse into your own greatness. And therefore, let's make the following Kal v'chomer. If this building of sticks and stones and gold and silver could house so much intense Kedusha that a person is obligated to go there 3 times a year and you have to take off your shoes and you have to go to the mikvah and you have to bring karbanos there, this is only a semblance of the greatness and the Kedusha you're able to reach. So let me ask you a question. We started off by saying, why does the Mishkan occupy the most space in the Torah? We don't even have it anymore. The answer is, there is nothing greater and holier in the eyes of Hashem than us, than you. This is, yeah, Hashem talks about Shabbos. Shabbos is very important. Torah is very important. More important than anything is the Adam itself, is the human being, and the greatness a human being could achieve. You say, in my own house, I don't know how big the chairs are. Yeah, but every year you go to the doctor, and he'll tell you how much you weigh, and how tall you are, and he'll take your vitals, and your blood tests, and they're counting things like, I don't even know what that is. Even the doctor doesn't know what it is. They're always measuring you, weighing you. The answer is, when it comes to you, you keep on counting it. Yeah, even your own dining room, you don't measure your chairs. But you measure, we calculate. There is nothing more important in the eyes of Hashem than the Adam himself. And these parshiyos, as relegated as they are to, in many people's eyes, these parshiyos, I don't really know. These are the most important parshiyos in the Torah. I'm not saying that. Hashem is saying that. Hashem is saying there is nothing in the Torah that occupies more space than the Mishkan itself. The Mishkan is a paradigm to the sanctity that we are able to achieve, and if we do achieve it, Hashem says, "Vasuli mikdash v'shachanti b'saycham." Rabbi, have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.